Stephen Stone, the champion of the Hoenn region. Though I feel I don't hear him brought up too often when it comes to the absolute most popular characters in this series. He is actually quite liked by fans in his role as the champion of the third generation. In a Japanese poll in 2021, he ranked as the third most popular champion in the series, behind only Leon and Cynthia. With Cynthia, of course, being at the top spot, which she should be. Of course, there's the inevitable question with all of this. How strong is Steven? How does he compare to the other champions in the series? It's a pretty straightforward question, and as usual, it may not have such a straightforward answer. Steven is generally accepted as a pretty challenging battle, far more than Champion Lance in Gen 2. And also, it's kind of hitting me now, just how much I point out when a trainer is stronger than this version of Lance as the absolute most basic measuring stick. I've definitely pointed out that I like Lance just fine, but yeah. If you're seen as being just as easy as the Gen 2 battle with him, then that's probably not good. Thankfully, this is definitely not the case with Steven. In the original Gen 3 versions of Ruby and Sapphire, you don't get an impression of his team firsthand in any way until you finally have your championship battle with him. It isn't until later versions of the Hoenn games where you may have a multi-battle with him. So if your first experience with the region was Pokemon Emerald, you were given a better taste of some of the steel Pokemon he uses. In the original Ruby and Sapphire, your impression is only of his personality and background, learning that he is the son of the Devon Corporation's president. Don't let his down-to-earth and surprisingly humble demeanor fool you, though. Steven's team is sturdy, and not to be taken lightly at all. In Gen 3's Ruby and Sapphire, when you topple the Elite Four and find yourself beginning your battle with the Hoenn champion, his introductory Pokemon will be his Skarmory, his second highest level Pokemon at 57. Its stab damaging power will be decent with Steel Wing and Aerial Ace, but nothing too special. The threat of his Skarmory will be toxic in spikes, if you allow it to have its way for too long. The next Pokemon to discuss on his team is Claydol. This Pokemon, despite not being a steel type, is consistent in that it's more known for being more sturdy than using straightforward offensively, as evidenced by its stat spread. At first glance, this seems like a very defensive strong dual typing, and while it's good, it still does come with 6 type weaknesses. His Claydol in the end is fine. Its Earthquake is the primary threat despite not having high attack stats. Ancient Power is decent, but otherwise, Steven's Claydol here feels like it's here to take hits, despite having rather low HP. With a different moveset, his Claydol could have been more threatening. Next up is Aggron, a cool Pokemon that I find myself struggling to talk about sometimes when it comes to discussing these teams from boss trainers. It's a little odd here, as it has no stab attacks, but instead a bunch of coverage. Great for warding off the obvious counterpick of a water type, but its moveset doesn't fully play into its strengths. Cradilly, however, does play into its strengths with Giga Drain and Ancient Power, along with a pretty annoying Confuse Ray. Though both Aggron and Cradilly have the weakness of poor speed. And now we get to Steven's Armaldo, which is pretty scary. With coverage from Aerial Ace and Water Pulse, and stab from Ancient Power, it can take advantage of that frightening 120 base attack stat. Its Battle Armor ability will also prevent you from getting lucky hits on it too. And lastly, the one you've been waiting for, the Pokemon Steven made iconic, Metagross. A pseudo-legendary with some seriously high physical attack and defense stats. Its Stab, Meteor Mash, and Psychic are accompanied by Earthquake and Hyper Beam. This is all well and good, combined with its incredible stats, but you may be noticing a pattern here. Much of Steven's team relies on just using attacks. Yes, they're powerful attacks, but his team could have used a little more utility or gimmicks here and there. But hey, he's got heavy hitters, so what he's doing still works. And many players did find him challenging regardless. There's only so much you can do against steel types that can also hit incredibly hard. Overall, this is a very good team that can put out a lot of damage towards the player's team before they can even realize what happened. The Psychic, Rock, and Ground attacks on the team will help ward off many of your fire and fighting types you try to use against him as well, meaning you can't always go for the obvious type choice against him without caution. So in the end, if we're going by gameplay, of course he's strong. what about Emerald? In Pokemon Emerald, Steven isn't the champion of Hoenn, and instead is in Meteor Falls, acting as the post-game super boss of sorts, similar to Red being in Mount Silver. This is where the lore aspect of Steven's strength as a trainer also comes in, because it's never really implied that Steven lost to Wallace in order to lose his spot as the champion the player faces after the Elite Four. It's not entirely certain why he dropped his champion spot in the games, and I personally don't find it too hard to believe that someone like Steven has a lot of other interests aside from sitting as a stationary champion, much like Red. Even more so than Red, actually, he's clearly wealthy, but not concerned with being a mere businessman. He has the funds to pursue his passion of collecting the rarest and most mysterious stones in the world. And it's not impossible he can use his position to find a way to train more efficiently than others. And speaking of efficient training, how about that Pokemon Emerald team? Well, if you look at it here, you may notice that it's the same team, and almost all of his Pokemon have an identical moveset. I suppose if it ain't broke, don't fix it. His team gets a huge upgrade as far as level is concerned, though. And this really does seem to leave the impression of Steven being more than just a champion. It gives the vibe of him being this important trainer even beyond that. It feels more effective than something like just a rematch type of deal. That being said, it's tough to say when higher levels should and shouldn't count when it comes to looking at a trainer's strength in universe. In the Gen 3 remix, his team is once again identical. The biggest difference is that he has access to a Mega Evolution with Metagross. Even some of the movesets are identical. It seems like the development staff really were content with how he was designed even a decade later. Even with Aggron, Armaldo, and Metagross having some different moves, they still fall under the philosophy of having four attacks rather than something that functions exclusively as a utility or status element. He also has a very powerful rematch team, but nothing that'll really change your opinion on where he may stand. So I think it's worth moving on to his manga counterpart. In the Adventures manga, Steven actually dethroned Wallace to become the champion. And yeah, he's not actually that different from his game counterpart. You could talk about plenty of details from the story, but they don't quite add to the discussion of his strength outside of what we can already assume based off of the games. Maybe on a more manga-focused video, we'll talk more about him as a character there. I will say it's nice that they don't make him a cartoon villain like they did with Lance, and he's far more like the actual game counterpart personality-wise. Same goes for his anime counterpart, who also doesn't add anything too significant to this conversation. Though his current arc of the Pokemon anime may change that, and I'll also bring up that he has a shiny Metagross in the anime too, so that is pretty cool. I'm also recording this script a week in advance, so there will not be anything in regards to the Steven and Ash battle. Though I will say, I am super hyped, and you guys should let me know down in the comment section below what you thought about that battle. Anywho, there's a thing or two of Steven in the Adventures manga that I actually should bring up. As you would expect, he has his Metagross just like in the games, which can actually Mega Evolve. Nothing too crazy, but the guy also has a bunch of Beldum and Metang at his disposal too, which he is seen using. At first, this doesn't seem significant, but things can vibe differently in the manga. Having so many Pokemon that can evolve into Metagross is a pretty big deal, even if it's just for security. The world of the Adventures manga is pretty deadly. He also was able to awaken and use Registeel. And if you haven't read the manga, I won't say what happens during this scenario exactly, but let's just say it comes at a tremendous cost. With the major bases covered, I think it's pretty easy to say Steven Stone is one of the strongest trainers around. Shocking, a champion that's strong. I know. But how does he compare to other champions and top trainers? It feels like in-universe, he's supposed to be able to at least be close to Cynthia or something. But I don't think gameplay-wise, he matches up with her. He's definitely still one of the most well-rounded, challenging champions, but there's nothing too cheap or obnoxious about how he opposes the player. Even with some heavy hitters, something about his team still feels rather humble, very much like Steven himself. That does make it surprising that Steven isn't a more featured character, though. You'd expect to see him in pretty much every region, considering how into finding these rare stones he is. And considering how liked he is, I don't think fans would be against seeing him make more brief appearances here or there. I mean, he's a handsome man that dresses well, maintains a down-to-earth personality, is an impressive champion, and can easily have an excuse to be in any region if you really want to have the character around. You'd think Game Freak would try to milk the character more. Sure, he's made quick appearances in other gens, but it's always felt so brief. But maybe it's also good that he gets to keep somewhat of a mysterious aura. So, what do you think? Do you think Steven is as strong as I concluded he is? As far as his battle strength goes, I think he feels like a little bit of a mystery sometimes. I still say he's one of the most powerful trainers around, but his taste in Pokemon also hasn't changed much, only leaving so much to discuss. But what do you think? Do you think I overestimated him? Do you think he's underrated? Let me know down below. Welcome back to the outro, folks, your favorite part of the video. Thank you for enjoying another Mystic Umbreon video. We made it through the end of the 8th generation, and now we begin the long trek into late 2022, where Pokemon Scarlet and Violet await us. It's a whole new world we'll live in, but we still gotta catch them all. However, there's still a ton of videos to do and experiences to have until then. If you're interested in more Mystic content, check out my TikTok and the Mystic Umbreon Shorts YouTube channel. If we get the 10k followers on TikTok, I'll be doing a viewer's choice video. If you like Genshin Impact, check out my Genshin channel Teyvatchinary. So if you all enjoyed, be sure to leave a like and subscribe for more. See you next time.